So let's just pause for a moment right now. Let's pause for like no more than a minute. You don't need to adopt a particular position. Let's just pause. Very swiftly, please. Settle body, speech, and mind in the natural state. Resting in that stillness, can you observe a thought? Does that thought come to an end? Then can you observe the next thought? Can you see its beginning? Can you clearly identify that interim, that quiet space after one thought has ceased and the next thought has arisen, in which you're vividly discerning, aware of being aware? That's Rigpa. That's what he says. Now, that wasn't too hard, was it? Now, does this mean that if you're able to identify that, now you're Vidyadhar? Maybe, probably not. But in that moment, and there can be many moments like that, meditate for more than 30 seconds and see how many such intervals you can identify and rest right there without modifying, doing anything at all. That's not other than Rigpa. That's not anything else besides Rigpa. Is it the full unmediated non-conceptual realization of Rigpa? Probably not. Not if you, like myself, are still beginners. But that's the ray of Rigpa. And a ray of sunlight is sunlight. And rest right there. Not suppressing thoughts. Allowing them to arise. The thoughts themselves are creative displays or effulgences, creative expressions of Rigpa. They don't actually obscure Rigpa. But Rigpa is obscured when we appropriate the thoughts, we're thinking in the thoughts, and we reify them. That's just one cloud layer or another that obscures the light of Rigpa. So don't try to flick away the thoughts. But look carefully for the interim and rest right there, where there's no object and there's no subject, no bifurcation between apprehender and apprehended. And rest right there. And you will have hopped onto the ray of Rigpa. And then simply by resting, don't do anything, but just simply by resting, you'll slide right up the sunbeam into Rigpa itself. Now, please don't tell me you can't do that. There's a whole long refrain that Sambhava gives when he's talking about this. He said, what do you mean you can't observe your mind? What do you mean? What do you mean? What do you mean? No, you can't do it. What do you mean you can't do it? So inviting, so warm, so friendly. That spear is not directed at us. The ferocity of Dorje Toler is not focused on us. It's just focused on delusion and protecting us from delusion.